Okay, so let's talk American sports.
Super Bowl 47.
I kind of understand what American football is, but
it's rugby, isn't it?
Not totally.
It's poor man's rugby.
It's rugby with armour.
Yeah.
Did anyone watch it?
Yeah.
Watch the highlights.
I watched the first quarter.
I watched Beyonce.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. You know, everyone's saying it's just there was the Beyonce concert with some football in.
Was she fabulous?
The thing about it is that I was watching some build up to it, and they were like talking about it, and the guy said to him, "He's American. He used to be an NFL player," and he said, "Just for the people that don't know, explain the rules." So he said, "Okay." So he said, "So the idea, obviously, is to win the game. So there are touchdowns, and they're worth 6 points or whatever, and then you can do a field goal, and that's worth 2 points.
What's so a field goal?
When you kick it, they hold it and they kick it through the post.
Yeah.
Like a conversion rugby. Yeah. And I was like, okay, get that. That's good. And then he went, and obviously you want to get to the ninth down, the third down, and then we do this, and this is a default. And then it, no.
Done.
Nah.
Not interested.
No, not interested
anymore. Too many.
Too many.
Rules.
What do you think about the dances they do when they get a touchdown?
Well, that's
just a celebration.
That's all right, isn't it?
I think it's a bit overrating it. It's very American.
Yeah, but they do
choreograph.
They like
compared to the ones that they do in British soccer.
Well, no, Americans don't do it. I mean, rugby players don't do it.
Hey, have you seen Chris Ashton? He does a swan dive when he gets a try.
Yeah, that's cool. He doesn't do like slow jam dances.
But why are footballers allowed to do it? And American footballers,
don't.
Footballers are the worst.
They don't dance.
They don't dance. Well, they do. Some of them do.
They pre-prepare celebrations where they all join in and do like can-cans and shit.
I haven't watched it for
10 years.
Did you about say 20 years?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
No, American football is... It's average.
Didn't the Super Bowl last 5 hours?
Something like that.
How does a 90-minute game last 5 hours?
It's not 90 minutes.
Are there adverts scheduled into their goals?
Yeah. Well, no, because they have because
half-time Super Bowl.
The offense and the defense. I mean, again, my understanding is loose, but I understand the offense and the defense never play obviously together in the same team.
Should we say offense and defense?
Okay, we go for that.
Offense. Okay, offense and defense.
No, the offense.
The offense and defense.
The defense.
And so, for example, if I'm on the offense,
yeah,
and. I'm unsure about it all. No, it's a bad joke. I'm on the offense, and you're on defense, and then there's the ball gets turned over, so to speak, stops, because now you are in the offense, and I then have to get all of my players have to go off,
is that a touch
and then
rugby?
Defense come on,
Oh, there's two different teams on each team.
Yeah, there's as far as I'm aware, so every time the ball changes hands,
I did not know that.
It's got to stop because it's got to change over.
Is that definitely true?
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Because I find that quite hard to believe that
happens. Because
it's
about 40 players per team.
Should we go with it being true?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. It's true.
So that's true.
So that's why it's bad.
Yeah. And same thing happens in ice hockey, isn't it?
Does it?
Yep.
Yeah.
But ice hockey's amazing, though. Ice hockey's got...
Ice hockey's actually...
No,
ice hockey.
I don't like it.
There's a part of ice hockey called power play.
Yeah.
Which is where they haven't got enough players on the pitch, and as far as I understand...
Or one's in
centre-half.
It's
exactly the same. But
there's power play in cricket as well.
Yeah, but let's be honest, like, cricket is boring as shit.
Well, it depends what you're watching.
2020 cricket's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It still takes a day.
No.
A day to play a game.
20 hours.
So how many is that? How long is 20 hours?
Well, it probably takes about 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours max, the game.
That's still a long time.
But they just twan it really hard.
Twan it?
Twat it.
No, I don't think, I think you said they twan it.
What, have you never heard it?
No, why did you try and change it to twat then?
Because like for you, because you get it, it's twanny.
Nah.
It's an old English word.
What other sports do they like?
Baseball. It's cricket.
Yeah,
rounders. Rounders.
Yeah.
That's for like, just like for like school.
With a bigger bat.
It's like for schoolgirls and boys.
Bigger rounders racket.
But I understand baseball. I mean, I don't understand why you want to watch it, because as far as I understand, it's another game that goes on for an entire day. But...
They do like hot dogs there, though, which is...
It does make sense. Like, I can understand how it works. It's not a complicated game.
I do think, though, that if we looked into the rules, they would try and overcomplicate the game.
Can you watch it in England?
On Channel 5 at like 2 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, Colin Murray used to do it. He was really trying to get into any sport, wasn't he, Colin Murray? Boxing, baseball. He did
gambling, didn't he?
He did poker.
Yeah, poker.
He's just been chucked off Match of the Day, too.
What for?
Well, they just don't want him anymore.
The kiddie stuff.
Oh, I don't think he's...
No, just was focusing on his Radio 5 Live stuff.
Well, I only say that because there's been a lot of mystery people pulled up. I'm not saying that he looks like a kiddie fan, I'm just saying like...
He's too young.
I don't think he's old enough. Well,
that's probably it.
Well, can you beat him? Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Right. That's true.
Yeah. He I was at a thing the other day, and I was speaking with a friend of mine, and this girl came over, and a friend of mine, Alex, and I were talking. This is when it all kicked off, about the Lost Roberts guy being a bit of a... And
that's a polite way to put it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why. We were just taking the piss out of it. Not taking the piss, but there were a few jokes that had been sent around in the text messages, and we were reading a few of them out. It's disgusting. Anyway, and then this girl that we were with was like, "Oh, I know Ian really well." Bit awkward.
How old was she? 8.
She was 6. No. She was saying that he always really liked the young, like 14-year-old groupies. But she was still sticking up for him.
As far as I understand, it's because he's
a
pedophile.
Was she talking about the guy from Steps, though?
Yeah, well, that's the best
part.
Well,
he definitely wouldn't have been with girls.
Oh. Well, maybe. Bezzies.
Isn't the E and H Watkins that H to play homosexual?
No, hysterical or something.
I broke him. How broke it? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You sounded pretty...
You think that's what the H is for?
No, he said it was
about... I thought it was homosexual.
Of course it's not.
No, I genuinely thought it. That's amazing. You think he called himself Ian Homosexual Watkins?
I thought it was so obvious. I thought, no.
How are people going to guess? I can be in a band, but how am I going to help people know? I know. I changed my middle name to homosexual.
They came back.
Have you seen them all?
Have you seen S Club's come back? Who showed me that video?
Oh, that awful slash awesome.
S Club 3.
In live in Australia. When
and there's Bradley, Paul. And Joe.
Bradley's still got
Paul
it.
Has put on a lot of weight.
Paul is unrecognisable. He is the fattest man I've seen in pop.
He's had an awful decade.
He's carrying a lot of timber.
Yeah, and Joe looks about 70. She always did look older than the rest of them.
Remember real hag.
Yeah,
remember she went Big Brother and was a huge racist?
No, that was Jay Goody.
It was also her. No, they were doing it together. Right. They were a little tag team of racism.
Joe got off lightly and now look where she is. Still on...
Well, as you can see, but compared to dying of cancer, everyone gets up quite lightly.
Well, you can't be laughing at Jay's cervical nightmare.
No, we're not.
Wow.
What?
Are you talking about a cancer? No.
Yes. That thing's terrible.
Anyway, yeah, Paul's really fat now.
It's fucking unbelievable. I honestly thought it was S Club 2 with a joke on the end. And the dancing, the guys in the background, it's on some Australian TV thing. And the guys in the background have got no idea what the guys at the front are meant to be doing. I think that they got there late, or they weren't meant to be there.
I think
they're about to start filming, but we can't broadcast this. It looks awful. Can anyone here dance?
Yeah, we've got
in
a couple of
audience.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, just get your kit off and stand in the back and do a little bit of it.
Well, I heard a story once, and apparently when S Club were, you know, just hanging out being the seventh, they didn't really do that much bad stuff. You know, which as you'd expect, but except for Bradley, who apparently got addicted to pizza, and he used to constantly find him just eating pizza in his...
Can you be addicted?
It sounds like a story for like a girls' magazine. Like, what's your worst vice?
Bradley's addicted to pizza. What is it? Pineapple and ham.
Well, you don't have to believe it, but apparently it's a real problem, and I think he might have passed his addiction on to Paul.
I think he might have.
Maybe. Paul stepped up to help out, mate.
Yeah, a problem.
Paul left. I remember looking on teletext when. About his
you
departure, something like that. Bamboozle. Yeah. The thing about Bamboozle,
I mean,
we might be losing the audience here. But the thing about Bamboozle,
well, they joined in to listen about American football, so I think it's a real possibility.
I forgot about that. The thing about Bamboozle is you can have as many goes as you want. You
can't anymore. It's done. Finished.
You could. I didn't add it. My cousin. You could get the answer to the question by looking at the numbers in the top right.
Well, if you press a button, you press 8888.
That's Bamboozle.
Reveals all the answers. No, 4-8s. Only some controllers had it. Different function. Secret part of teletext.
The problem, the point...
CFAX or teletext?
Bamboozle was teletext. Because that was... CFAX was BBC, wasn't it?
Yeah. Boring.
Good for 606.
Well funded.
Now and Next. What was on TV, Now and Next? Remember that? Classic.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
Old lottery's on soon. Yeah.
Uh-huh. 606. Was it 606? What's 606?
I remember Now and Next.
That's Now and Next. Brilliant. The nice little colours scheme.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, American sports.
Yeah. I think we've used
basketball.
That is a good one.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. If anyone offered you tickets to the Super Bowl, the World Series,
that's baseball, Tom.
The basketball championships,
NASCAR. It's massive. It's the most watched sport.
Does it count though?
I would go and watch that.
I'm not sure whether I count.
I'd rather watch NASCAR.
I suppose driving is a sport. Yeah.
Well, I think the clue's in the title when they call it motorsport. But I mean, I'm not 100% sure.
They call a lot of things motorsport.
That's because it's more sport.
They also call darts a sport.
We've done this.
I know. That's what I mean. But it's not. You don't let the name mislead you.
You know how Americans have obviously ripped off cricket.
Yeah.
Baseball. Rugby. American football.
Netball. Basketball.
Hockey. Our hockey.
Yeah.
Ice hockey. They ripped off darts? Any, what other? Snooker?
Pool.
Javelin.
Pool. Yeah, they did go. They darts do things bigger and better, don't they?
Mm. I think pool.
Pool. Oh, well, we invented anyway. Pool.
Did we?
And, well, yeah, we invented billiards and snooker.
What about American
pool?
Oh, yeah, American pool.
And then they made their. I think they get bigger. They made the holes bigger, the balls bigger.
The table's smaller.
Table's bigger.
Pool table?
And an American pool table is way bigger than an English pool table.
Oh, I thought you were talking about snooker.
No.
You can see where
it
got confused.
Yeah. Well, that's it then. We've covered American sports, really. Just to narrow it down to confirm, they ripped all our sports off.
Yeah. And made them bigger and worse.
Definitely not better.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I would much prefer to watch American ice hockey than street hockey, hockey, field hockey,
yeah.
Grass hockey.
Same.
Sort of because Astro.
Boring as shit.
It is. Although, no, it's not about they do flick it in the ball in the air. And
yeah, but I only want to watch ice hockey to see people really get hurt.
Yeah, fine. But the problem I have with ice hockey, and it's my real hate why I don't like it, it's the reason why everyone else likes it, is there's a position called, I think it's called the enforcer.
Mm.
And he doesn't really, he can't play hockey. He's just a big fucker who fights.
From Goon. I watched that film.
I've not seen it.
It was in that film.
Okay. He just fights. And you're allowed to fight, and the referee's like, "Oh, fair enough," and there's a big scrap
for a bit.
Gloves off, but pointless. It's not a sport, is it? It's like WWF.
That's a sport.
Now WWE. I'd rather go and watch that over anything else.
Is that their boxing?
Yeah, but that's theatre.
Yeah,
it's still a sport.
But you've always liked theatre.
How can sport be?
Because The Rock was the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Med, you're saying that from the viewpoint of a thesp.
I'm not a thesp.
You are a thesp, mate. You tread the boards.
Based on what?
You tread the boards.
Based on what?
You tread the boards.
I've never treaded the boards. I've been to the Globe on a school trip once, and that's about as far as it goes.
You've been to the theatre more than I have.
How do you pronounce it?
Theatre.
I think you're the thesp.
I'm just saying how it's.
Well, if it's written, you say theatre.
What was the last play you went to see?
I went to go and watch
39 Steps.
39. No, I've not been to see that. The Mousetrap.
Okay.
That was quite recently, wasn't it?
You called your vulture.
About 18 months ago.
No, it was...
Yeah, about 18 months ago, yeah. What was the last thing you saw?
I've never been to the theatre.
You've never...
You've
never been to the theatre?
In London.
I'm almost sure that you must have been Joseph.
I know you've been to the theatre.
It is. It's magical. No. It's wonderful. You should go.
I actually haven't. I didn't go on the Lion King trip, school trip.
Right.
Not fast.
Still remember that though.
Bear in mind, this is like 10 years ago at school, so you've not been in the. You've never been.
Why didn't you go?
I'm a bit of a badass.
Why didn't you go on the Lion King school trip?
I bet you
just didn't. You just forgot.
I prefer the film.
You just forgot. You forgot to take the note to your mum.
Huh?
You just forgot to take the note.
Yeah, I probably just ripped it up.
You did. You weren't.
You were
like
grounded, weren't you?
Nah, I was probably grounded.
Because you were so excited about going to the theatre that you got dressed up in your mum's dresses and like, "What are you doing?" And she grounded you for putting a lipstick on and stuff, and you didn't go. That's why you've not been since.
You're right. You're absolutely
And then
right.
You realise the trip happened 5 years ago.
So you're still doing it.
Right.
Okay. No, I've never been to the theatre. Well, maybe we should go to the theatre.
Well, that's not for now. That's
quick turnaround.
So I thought it was...
What do you fancy?
What do you
WWF?
Want?
Jersey Boys?
You want to go watch WWF at the theatre?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a WWF play?
With, like, monologues.
That's what they do have monologues though in WWE, because they walk in the ring.
To the camera.
Well, they speak on their own for about 3 or 4 minutes about how they're angry and.
It's like a really angry version of Neighbours.
Nah.
With more fighting.
Nah.
It was the same kind of, it's the same kind of plot.
Nah, it's not. It's not like affairs.
What is it? Dr. Carl had an affair. For Dr. Carl, read Mankind.
Who never had an affair?
Well, no, an affair of the fist with, I forget, but that sounds like something that would have
the happened. Hardy Boys?
Jeff and Matt.
The Heart that, Foundation?
Who?
Ooh, that's
Heart, remember the Heart Foundation?
Didn't he die?
Yeah, one of them.
Of drugs.
That's shit.
There was who's the one who went insane? And killed
really, really.
Wasn't that Owen Hart?
No, wait, no. Owen Hart died, fell from the.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is no, he's Nature Boy.
It was Boy.
I'm gonna tell you.
Well, let me guess. Yeah. Let me guess. I don't want to guess.
It was Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
And yeah. his special move was the Crippler Crossface. Now let me just talk you through it.
Who did the Walls of Jericho?
Chris Jericho.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, I've not really ever seen it, I don't know. But Chris Benoit, his special move, the Crippler Crossface, was you'd lie on your front. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do it. He'd put you on your, yeah. put you on your
and
front.
And you wouldn't get up.
You wouldn't.
You just wouldn't get
you
up.
You couldn't.
No.
It was, yeah.
Even when he would roll to one
no,
side.
No. He'll stuck there. Yeah. But what we would probably do is you'd probably be on the front because he'd hurt you earlier.
Yeah, and still
he'd walk around the ring for a little bit, parading, but you wouldn't move. You wouldn't move because you'd be to hurt. And then he'd sit on your bum. And then he'd hold your, put his hands around your, chin area and just pull to your...
Snap your back.
Snap your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, snap your back. Now, I'm not saying this is true or this did happen, but on the internet, he went mental and got roid rage, killed his wife and his son, and then himself. But
he performed the crossface on himself.
No, he supposedly killed his son. He supposedly killed his son.
Just turned round and round.
Yeah.
He supposedly killed his son
with the crossface.
Who's the one who's going to sue you? Like, I think you're quite safe in this because he killed anyone who was going to sue you.
But what's so weird about Chris Benoit is that he updated his Wikipedia page that he'd killed his children and himself before the police had found him.
Ooh. Just think now.
Maybe he's a stickler for fact. maybe you need that.
Well, just imagine, now he probably would have done it on Twitter. Killed the kids, just about to do myself, lol.
I don't think he would have shot the lol then.
Lots of love.
He's a very mixed up individual.
Roid rage.
Roid rage. You should slow down on the roids, man.